A Clash of Kings, written by George R. R. Martin and read by Roy Dotrice. Part 2.
Catelyn. The meeting place was a grassy sward dotted with pale grey mushrooms and the raw stumps of felled trees.
"We are the first, milady,"
Hallis Mollin said, as they reined up amidst the stumps, alone between the armies. The direwolf banner of House Stark flapped and fluttered atop the lance he bore. Catelyn could not see the sea from here, but she could feel how close it was. The smell of salt was heavy on the wind, gusting from the east. Stannis Baratheon's foragers had cut the trees down for the siege towers and catapults. Catelyn wondered how long the grove had stood, and whether Ned had rested here when he led his host south to lift the last siege of Storm's End. He'd won a great victory that day, all the greater for being bloodless. "God grant that I shall do the same," Catelyn prayed. Her own liegemen thought she was mad even to come.
"This is no fight of ours, my lady," Sir Wendell Mandley had said. "I know the king would not wish his mother to put herself at risk."
"We are all at risk," she told him, perhaps too sharply. "Do you think I wish to be here, sir?" "I belong at River Run with my dying father, at Winterfell with my sons. Rob sent me south to speak for him, and speak for him I shall." It would be no easy thing to forge a peace between these brothers, Catelyn knew, yet for the good of the realm it must be tried. Across rain, sodden fields, and stony ridges, she could see the great...